We must get to the business news now with Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Atamare. In the bulletin this morning, the fishhooks in commercial property leases, companies needing to boost their finances are told to be well prepared, and I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. The designers of a commercial property clause that may exempt tenants from paying all or some of their rent, saying it's working as intended. Clause 27 of the Auckland District Law Society Deed of Lease, which is a standard form used by many, includes a no access in emergency provision, which the property council has warned may lead to widespread non-payment that might devastate the sector. However, Joanna Pidgeon from the Society's Property Law Committee says there are safeguards.
They have to come up with and agree a fair proportion. But if that's still being negotiated and agreed, a landlord can't terminate a tenancy and force a tenant out. They have to go to a dispute resolution process. So I do think it is working because it is making landlords and tenants talk. Most people realise that their success as a landlord relies on having tenants who are strong and able to trade. And in the same way, tenants don't want to see their landlords fall over either.
That's Joanna Pidgeon from the Auckland District Law Society. Well, timing is everything when it comes to companies looking to raise capital on markets. The Stock Exchange has eased its listing rules to make it easier for companies to raise money quickly and easily to reinforce their balance sheets. Law firm Bell Gully says one of the lessons learned from the global financial crisis in 2008 is that it pays to be well prepared to go to the market when investors are most likely to support the call for money. One of the firm's partners, Chris Goddard, says there are many other considerations for boards to take into account, such as how much to raise, but once boards decide to act, they should act quickly.
Timing is important if there's going to be a wave of investors coming to market to make sure that you can access the money that's available before other issuers come to market at the same time. But that will all be based on a number of factors that the boards will have to take into account in assessing when's the optimal time for them to launch a capital raise.
That's Chris Goddard from the law firm Bell Gully. Well, KiwiSaver providers are working to limit their losses as market volatility continues to hit them. Data for the first quarter of the year compiled by Morningstar showed that on average conservative fund returns were down about 2%, balanced were down about 9%, and growth down more than 12%. However, some providers are well below that average. CareSaver is one of them, and its chief executive John Berry credits that to its active management strategy.
When awareness of coronavirus was very high, we said, what industries do you not want to be invested in? You know, the obvious ones are anything linked to tourism, hotels, airlines. Absolutely don't want those in your portfolio. If you're a passive manager, you have to have those because they're in the market index. As an active manager, you straight away just make sure you have no exposure to companies where their revenues are going to go to zero. With the industries that are left, you want to be really selective about the companies you choose. So we're looking at the strength of balance sheet, the access to capital, the ability to continue generating revenue. The other tool we can use is around currency. So the New Zealand dollar has sold off by 10%. If you were taking a passive strategy, you'd say, I'll always be hedged on the currency, or I'll hedge half my exposure, or whatever your rule is. Whereas an active manager can go, when international markets sell off, there is only one way the New Zealand dollar is going, and that is down. So you don't want to have currency hedges on.
That's John Berry, Chief Executive of CareSaver, a KiwiSaver provider. Let's have a look at the markets now. Wall Street has lost steam. It was up more than 400 points at one stage, more than 2%. But in the past hour or so, it's just eased away. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 149 points. It's about 0.2%. The other main indices, the NASDAQ is flat, and the S&P 500 up about 0.3%. Our own top 15 index couldn't sustain a strong start yesterday. It eked out a 0.5% gain, 46 points, 9810 is where it starts the morning. Australia's market was down about 0.2%. On the currency markets, the New Zealand dollar, 59.9 US cents, a fair way down against the Aussie at 96.6, 48.5 British pence, 0.549 euro, 65.2 Japanese yen, and 4.22 yuan. Brent crude oil is down a dollar, that's about 3% at $32 US a barrel. And gold is down $15 at $1,646 US dollars an ounce.